AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Nucor sits in the top fifth of its yearly range as Steel Breath beats the wider materials tape. NUE added 4.6% for the week and remains well above its weekly trend line, but light volume and a negative activity pressure read keep the setup balanced rather than emphatic. Research brief. Nucor closed at $247.06 on 24th July, up 4.6% for the week and 9.8% over 12 weeks. The stock is 21.6% above its ShareMaestro trendline and 8.4% below its 52-week high, with relative strength still positive, but participation was only 0.8x the 13-week average, and market dynamics slipped below zero. Key points. 1. NUE closed at $247.06, placing it at 83.8% of its 52-week range and 8.4% below the $270.2 high. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 55-week active streak and priced 21.6% above the $203.6 trend line. 3. U.S. steel breadth is healthier than basic materials overall, with 50.0% active trend breadth and 55.6% positive relative strength versus 28.0% and 37.0% for the wider sector. 4. Volume did not confirm the rebound. 6.3 million shares traded, equal to 0.8x both the 13-week and 52-week averages. 5. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.21, leaving the latest 4.6% advance short of a clean market dynamics confirmation. Weekly price action. Nucor's 4.6% gain marked a constructive rebound after the late June and early July pullback, taking the stock back to $247.06. The move leaves NUE up 3.5% over 4 weeks, 9.8% over 12 weeks, 36.7% over 26 weeks, and 71.6% over the past year, a strong sequence that still sits below the recent high-water mark. The price position remains elevated. NUE is 21.6% above the weekly trend line at $203.6 and 57.0% above ShareMaestro fair value at $157.7, indicating a meaningful premium to both trend support and fair value. That premium is evidence of demand, but it also raises the sensitivity of the setup if momentum cools or volume fails to expand. Sector and industry context. The sector comparison is mixed but favorable for Nucor. U.S. basic materials rose 2.5% on average for the week, yet its 4-week and 12-week averages remain negative, at negative 3.2% and negative 8.0%. Breadth is still thin across the sector, with only 28.0% active trend breadth, 26.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 37.0% positive relative strength breadth. Steel is a stronger pocket. The U.S. Steel Group averaged a 4.1% weekly gain, 8.6% over 4 weeks, and 3.7% over 12 weeks, with 50.0% trend breadth and 55.6% positive relative strength breadth. NUE's weekly gain slightly beat the industry average, though its 3.5% 4-week return trails the group, where Cleveland-Cliffs and Gerdau have shown stronger short-term follow-through. Momentum and signal state. The ShareMaestro read is balanced rather than one-sided. The trend backdrop is active, and the stock has maintained trend participation across the full 52-week window, with a 55-week active streak. Relative strength remains positive at 29.16, and NUE ranks in the 74.9th percentile among 224 U.S. basic materials peers. The restraint is in market dynamics. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.21, and the signal state shows no fresh buy, despite the positive price action. The 4-week change in activity pressure is sharply lower, while relative strength has eased 2.3% over the same period. That leaves momentum constructive on price, but less convincing beneath the surface. Volume, risk, and what to watch. Participation was not strong enough to settle the debate. Latest volume was 6.3 million shares, below the 13-week average of 7.5 million and the 52-week average of 7.7 million. The June declines were accompanied by heavier weeks of 10.8 million and 10.3 million shares, while the latest rebound came on lighter turnover, so confirmation remains incomplete. Risk is moderate but visible. The 13-week weekly return volatility is 4.6%, close to the 52-week base of 4.4%. Over the past 52 weeks, NUE has logged 31 up weeks and 21 down weeks, with average gains of 4.2% versus average losses of -3.4%. The next checks are whether the stock can hold its premium to the $203.6 trend line, whether activity pressure returns to positive territory, and whether any push toward the $270.2 high arrives with volume above baseline, ideally well above the current 0.8x participation rate. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.